Hello.
Hello, this is Leslie.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, this is Tammy calling with Deluxe Home Care.
Oh, hi, Tammy.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Okay, that's great. We spoke to you yesterday regarding your Medicaid.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, have you spoken to them yet?
No, I have not.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you still able to call them today?
Well, I guess I could.
Do you still have their number?
What do I say to them? I get a little mm-hmm. frightened of all the questions
right.
they're going to ask, and
mm-hmm.
you know.
Let me see. Let me check for you. Okay. Do you still have their number? I gave you their number and extension yesterday.
I would. You can give it to me now.
I can. Okay. So the number is 855.
Yes.
373.
Okay.
9994.
Right.
Okay, and that's extension 1.
Okay.
And let me see what questions they'll ask you. You'll just say you'd like to, you know, enroll for Medicaid.
Okay.
And let me just see. Just researching that to see what questions they'll ask you.
Yeah, I'd like to know.
Yeah,
take your time because this is important, and I'm afraid that mm-hmm. you know, Medicare gives me about $600 to $700 a month,
mm-hmm.
and I don't mm-hmm. know if that's going to interfere with my being accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe they do some background checks on my savings accounts. So I get a little nervous.
Right. Okay, so let me check that for you again. Missouri Medicaid enrollment.
Take your time.
Enrollment. Okay, they'll need detailed information on your income.
Okay.
Household composition.
Household composition, meaning how many people are in my household?
Yeah.
Okay.
Residency. Citizenship. You'll have to provide your social security number. Proof of income. Of the last 30 days. And details on your current health insurance.
Yeah, I don't have any health insurance. I only get Medicare.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can, you know, let them know. So that's
mm-hmm.
what you have right now.
And if I live in a in St. Charles County, they just upped our taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And is that what they're wanting to know with my residency, is where I live and how affluent the people are around me?
I believe so.
Mm-hmm. Because the house isn't mine, but I pay some portion of it for my taxes, so.
Okay. You can give that information as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and just basically your full name, your date of birth, social security, and just contact information.
Mm-hmm.
Let me check if there's anything else that is needed. Okay. I believe that's it.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'll give it a whirl. I'll try it. So,
give it a shot and see if, you know.
Income, number of people in the home, residency, so they want the address.
Mm-hmm.
And social security number, so I am a USA citizen. Income for 30 days. Oh boy, that's just my Medicare. Okay, health insurance. Yeah, no health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, Tammy, I really appreciate your keeping up with me here. And once I call them, then do I call you back?
Yes, once you get through to them and, you know, talk to them about your Medicaid, if you can enroll, then you can, you know, get back to me.
Will they be able to tell me right away, or do they have to put it through their whole system? And...
Yeah, they might be able to tell it to you on the phone, but once you actually get approved for Medicaid, that will probably take, you know, a few weeks.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. And let me have your phone number once more.
Sure.
Wait, I got to turn back to my...
No problem. I'll wait.
Okay. Okay. And your phone number, Tammy?
Is 314.
Mm-hmm.
501.
Got it.
2507.
Okay. So as soon as, so you can count on me to make the call, and I'll just call you back to let you know whatever they tell me.
Okay, that's
good.
Great. Okay, good luck with the
Thank
phone
you
call.
For your follow-up.
Sure.
Good. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.